which letters to use, but we do not know what it really means. It must be very beautiful.
Okay. In this part of the story, the kids are visited by two people who have spent their lives fighting for human rights. One of them is Graça Machel, a woman from Mozambique. She travels to war-torn countries and makes the world aware of how women and children are hurt and mistreated in these places. The other person is Nelson Mandela. He is a black South African who spent 27 years in jail for fighting against apartheid, a South African system of laws that were extremely unfair to anyone who wasn't white. Mandela helped end apartheid and later became president of South Africa. To prepare for the visit, children wrote letters, poems, and stories. That 11-year-old girl's quote is really interesting. She said she knows how to write peace because her teachers have taught her the letters, but she doesn't know what it really means. I think that's because she's always lived in the middle of a war. She has no idea what it feels like to live in peace. Let's read on. Go to the first paragraph on page 43 where it says, "Another child wrote an anonymous letter."
Another child wrote an anonymous letter. "Dear Graça Machel, my father was the world to me, but since he was killed, I cannot rest. I used to be a good student, but now I only disappoint my mother. She tries to help, but we live in the shadows under a great weight of sadness." The drawings were about the terrible violence of our lives. One picture entitled "My House" showed a simple dwelling with a dead body lying in the foreground and presumably the family members gathered around. "Violence in Urabá is stupid," wrote another child, "because we kill each other over stupid things. As the saying goes, por ver caer, to see is to die." He meant that if you witnessed a killing in Urabá, you were as good as dead yourself. During that week, 100 student representatives were divided into commissions to discuss different aspects of the conflict. There was a commission for peace, a commission for human rights, another for displaced people, and so on. We met in one vast hall in the Colegio Pueblo Nuevo in Central Apartado.